Once again, Michael Feldman.
Right there.
Okay, I got to get in the audience down here. I don't know how to do it. You know, I don't leap off stages anymore. They stopped catching me after a few years. Otherwise, I'd be glad to do it. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. How are you so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, what do you do in town?
I'm visiting from New Jersey here to cross this off my bucket list.
To come to first time in New York from New Jersey?
To your show.
Pretty exciting, actually, to be in New York after all this time in New Jersey.
Yes, it is.
How do you find it? Is it surprising? Or?
Stepped off the train and here it was.
Oh, boy. That's very good. That's very good. Let's see. Got questions here. Dan Ruffo from Rochester. Huh? Oh, there he is. Okay. I don't know if I can get to you, Dan. Just my luck. I don't see there's any way I can get there from. Ah, sure. He says, are you the first refugee from the Wisconsin diaspora? We've had a little bit of political problem there. I don't know if you noticed it. Caused entirely by a New Yorker, by the way. So, but I don't hold that against you. You don't have to stand, sir. Why don't you have a seat? Really, that's what they're for. His occupation, gas passer. All right. There's something I can relate to. Is that you? Oh, I can stand up if you would there. Hi, Dan.
How you doing?
Good. Gas passer in Rochester.
Yeah.
What does that entail? No pun intended. What does that exhale?
Yeah. You know, make people sleepy when they're...
Anesthesiologist.
Nurse anesthetist, yes.
Oh, nurse anesthetist. Okay, that's hard to say.
Yeah. About $100,000 difference.
Oh, is it really? On your side or theirs?
Theirs.
Oh, okay. Can't you just change job categories? They're asleep anyway. They're not going to know the difference.
Yeah.
Have you been to Wisconsin?
Never.
No. Okay.
No. Why not go there?
We aren't. Well, most of us, you know, if we flee, it'd probably just be to Minnesota. That's as far as we ever go. It's indistinguishable from Wisconsin. People confuse it. You know, they think the Twin Cities are in Wisconsin and vice versa.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll come out here. I can't afford the rents.
In New York City? Well, yeah. You know, Rochester is way upstate.
Rochester. Oh, Rochester.
The rents are a lot cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look for us.
Get a good house in Rochester.
For us. There'll be a trail of tears right to your door. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for joining us down here. Two-part question from an insurance broker. That's exciting right off the bat, isn't it? Two-part question. When do you think the sun will fade to the point where it no longer sustains life on Earth? And two, guess how old my wife is? I think I will refrain from either of those, although they might be related. Where is Mike Parr? Oh, he's right here. Stand up, Mike. Is this the wife we're talking about here?
She started asking a mean question about me. If you read her question, it was mean about me.
You're a little defensive right off the bat.
A little bit of retaliation. So,
you write a mean question about him?
I just asked why the English don't express the... Yes! Yes.
Why, I should let you say, why the English?
I was asking you to help me answer that question. I'm sorry, why do the English not express their emotions?
And is he English then?
Yes.
After 28 years, I'm an American citizen, so I've left all that behind.
Have you acquired some of our emotions in the interim?
Yeah, I think so. My ask the wife.
And how old is she?
She's younger than me.
You have the full range of emotions in England, don't you?
Well, I think we do. I mean, you saw the Queen this past week. You saw, the full range.
Yeah, wonderful. That little motley collection of boats they had on the river there, that was beautiful.
I didn't see it live. I only saw Jon Stewart's version of it, which was a little painful.
Oh, gee, they feel pain. Oh, we got to go. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
In Madison, how many years ago?
15 years.
Yeah, we came out. We had a great weekend. It was actually
only 15 years later. Here you are.
Well, we waited.
God, the English. Waited. He loved the show. 15 years later, he comes again. We're going to play around with the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we have to do here. And in order to do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate legally and by law. And you are?
Larry.
Larry. Well, now I'll read the four disclaimers.
Hold this, Larry. Hold that in your hand.
Thank you very much.
Face the audience. They're right there.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, and although the answers have not, ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. A must-see, Sarah Jessica Parker and Feldman's romantic sparks light up the stage. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. You're a professional. I'm sorry. That was professional. What do you do?
I'm a federal employee. I'm a bureaucrat.
Okay. I thought you worked in the theater or something. That was very well delivered. And humorous. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. Chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. All right, look at this precocious young person. Come up here, young person. Tell us who you are.
I am Julius.
What?
Julius.
Julius?
Yes, that's my name.
Julius. It's a good name.
Thanks.
Groucho's Mark. Groucho Marx's name was Julius. Did you know that?
You talk too fast and I can't understand what word you just said.
All right, I'm in New York and I'm talking too fast. What the heck is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? Julius, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. What do you do these days, Julius?
I play with Legos, I play on the iPod, I play on the Wii, I go outside and do stuff.
Go to school anymore, or did you give up the school entirely just to do all Legos?
I go to school, yeah.
Well, Julius, you gotta give me one good reason you want to play this quiz. Understand that? Was it too fast? Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Julius.
Because I am awesome.
He is awesome! Come on, awesome. We're both this way. Don't know how else to do it. Okay, you're ahead of me. All right, come on over here. Julius. Have a seat there. You can wear those if you want.
Maybe you don't want to hear it. You know.
You can listen to another show on there, probably. Being a kid, you can figure out how to do that. And yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker stole my pen. I got to get another pen here now, Julia. Just take a minute. Talk about something that you like to talk about. Oh, okay, here we go. I got one. Okay. Julius. So, how old are you?
9.
9 years old. Okay, that's a good year, huh? Are you enjoying 9?
Yes, I am enjoying 9.
Are you anxious to get to the 2 digits? I remember at 9.
My birthday is June 25th, so it's coming up.
It's coming up, yeah. But
yeah.
Is it a big deal to have 2 digits in your number?
I guess, yeah.
Your age? I remember that. Now I'm pretty tired of it. And I'm not looking forward to 3, frankly. That's going too far. So your favorite thing to do on the planet is what?
Play with my Legos.
Play with your Legos.
And my friends.
And can you make, like, amazing things out of Legos?
Yeah.
What have you made that's absolutely amazing, that would astound me?
I made, like, a little version of myself.
You made a little Julius?
Yes, I did.
Out of Legos?
Yep.
My God.
Yeah.
That's one for therapy. I don't know. Do you go to kid therapy yet? No, probably not.
No.
Well, that's really cool. Is it like life size or?
No.
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 No. No. No. Small size.
Yeah.
And does it look like you? I mean, could you walk in a room and say, my God, it's Julius in Legos?
Probably. If
yeah.
That-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. If you went like that-ish? You mean pulled your bang down?
Blue pants and a red shirt. Then yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Is that what you want to do in life, is make Lego constructions?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay. Is there a career in that, or?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Just Lego designer, I guess.
Lego designer. That's really interesting. Okay. Let me know if you see any ads in the paper for that. You should, you always, before you decide on it, you should check to see, look in the wanted and say Lego designer wanted, if that exists.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Julius, you're probably as smart as you're ever going to be in your life right now at age 9. No, you'll get a little smarter maybe. Then, you know, then there's a big decline in teen years. So. Yeah. But so someone out there gets to play with you, and they have a real advantage in being on here with Julius. And how do they get to qualify?
They grab the telephone, Michael, and they dial 212-992-3695.
Yes, okay. Kenosha, Wisconsin has one Olive Garden for every 100,000 residents. How many does New York City have? New York City has one Olive Garden for how many residents? That's the question now, so you've got to tell us. Kenosha, one for 100,000. New York, one Olive Garden for how many residents? That's the ticket right there. So what's that number again, Jim?
That number is 212-992-3695. Right.
Easy way to remember that, Jim?
There is, Mike. Yeah. 21 Axe Wad Foul.
Okay.
And in case anybody's wondering, he does have to write this down. I can see him writing it down on his pad of paper.
Nobody is wondering, Julia. Yeah.
How did I know that?
Give me the numbers.
The numbers, again, are 212-992-3695.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Terry's in Cleveland. Cleveland. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Just fine today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know if you knew this, Terry, but there's one Olive Garden for every 100,000 people in Kenosha. I want to know, in New York, one Olive Garden for how many people in New York?
One Olive Garden for 3.6 million.
That's pretty close. Have you been to the Olive Garden, Terry?
Yes.
Yes.
Not in New York, though.
No, okay. That's pretty close. Yeah, we'll accept that. It's actually 4,750,000, but that's ballpark figure, and we're going to go with that, Terry.
Wow.
They're a little hard to find in New York, actually, and in Kenosha, not so much so. What do you do there in Cleveland, Terry?
I'm alumni director for college, Baldwin Wallace.
Oh, you are? Oh, alumni director. Cool. Got something big coming up there?
Just finished our alumni weekend, so we'll be in the Mid-Atlantic States next week.
Sounds good. So watch out, Mid-Atlantic States. Terry's on the way from Cleveland. Terry, this is Julius. He's a 9-year-old genius that we happen to have here.
Hello.
Hello, Julius, the Lego designer.
Yes, yeah. Lego designer.
You were listening.
Extraordinaire. All right, two of you work as a team right now. Jim Packard, what are those categories?
Those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Terry, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's go with things you should have learned in school.
All right, here it is. When you think of a bobcat with violets, you naturally think of what school? Not too much wiggle room on this one. Think of a bobcat.
Flower? Violets?
Violets. The violets are flowers. Bobcat is a bobcat. Although it used to be a goat. It's a little confusing, actually. And violets are the key word here. School associated with violets. Terry, you know, any chance? No.
No, I'm out of it.
No.
I know.
Julius,
it's
no.
School.
Yeah. No.
That is a bobcat, but I can't remember the name.
Okay. All right. I call time on this. Thank you. NYU. Violets.
Of course.
Yes, violets. Well, the fear-inspiring name for any ball team you run into.
The violets.
Yeah, we're playing the violets today because. Pansies couldn't make it.
No right,
the
one
bobcat,
wrong.
The bobcats is what I meant to say. Yes, okay, all right. Don't worry about it. You'll come back from this. What's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, places, science, odds and ends.
Julius?
How about science?
Science it is. You're good at this. Okay. True or false, New York's pavement ants actually pick apart sidewalks grain by grain to make their nests. The pavement ants of New York. True or false? Mythological? No.
I'm going with true.
He's going with true. Terry?
Julius, you're a genius. I agree. Let's go with true.
It's true. It's true. They're picking them out even as we speak right now. Oh, pavement ants. Jim?
Oh, yeah.
One right and one wrong.
All right, what's left there, Jimmy?
Current events, people, places, odds and ends.
Terry, back to you.
Let's go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends could be all anything. Right. Boo and Scout. Boo and Scout.
What?
Two youngsters around here. Who are they and what? Boo and Scout.
Boy Scouts? I think.
They could not, possibly not be human. I'll tell you that much.
Is it like a word puzzle?
No, no. Boo and Scout, they're two actual creatures, living creatures.
But it's the first word. Can you spell it? I can.
Yeah, Boo as in Boo and Scout as in Scout.
They're two little. Boo and Scout, got it.
They could be some sort of animal for all we know.
Yeah.
Bird-like creatures, even.
You're being nice today, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea. Okay, we have to call time on this, dude. They're the baby hawks of Washington Square. Yeah.
Yeah. Never would have guessed that.
You never would have guessed that. Okay, so that would be...
One right and two wrong.
Okay, don't get any wronger, because that would be...
bad.
A bad trip, as we
used to say.
That
would be bad.
Yeah, what's left there, Jim?
Current events, people, or places?
Current events.
Julius, current events right out of the news. All right. Since the new logarithms on Midtown traffic lights, average travel speed in Midtown has climbed from 6.5 miles per hour to one of the following, at 6.6, 6.9, or 7.2 miles per hour, Midtown traffic.
What are you thinking, Terry?
I lived in the city for a bit. I was there recently. I'm going to go with 6.9.
Or 7.2, or 6.6.
7.2,
yeah, is 7.2. Right. Yes, okay, very exciting. Got to get this one right, you win. What's left there, Jim?
Places or people?
Places or people? Got to hurry. Places or people?
Let's go with places.
Places.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. The most common complaint in the West Village right now is that the weathermen, house gawkers, doo-wop singers, or double-wide baby strollers. Most common complaint
Could
in the
you
West
repeat
Village.
The question?
Yes. The most common complaint in West Village is that the weathermen house gawkers, gawking at the old weathermen house, doo-wop singers, or double-wide baby strollers. Talk it over. Need an answer?
Double-wide baby strollers? That's what she's telling me in the audience.
Are you from there? Close enough? Terry, what do you say?
You know, I'm a father of twins. We just took a double-wide stroller yesterday. It was annoying. I'm going to go with double-wide baby
yes,
strollers.
Yes, double-wide baby strollers!
And Terry, you can ward off summer raindrops with a fashionable tote umbrella. Bordered with fun facts about New York, on your way to visit the New York Historical Society Museum in Central Park West, read about the Statue of Liberty with a book from the Statue of Liberty Ellis Island Foundation, and continue your exploration with passes to both the Museum of the City of New York on Fifth Avenue and 103rd, and the South Street Seaport Museum on Fulton. And for you, Julius, why did the Statue of Liberty turn green? You'll find out when you visit the New York Historical Society Museum. Then scream for ice cream wearing a t-shirt from Big Gay Ice Cream, a new take on old school soft serve. Play What Do You Know, the party game, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. Good luck in your endeavors.